The two-year investigation resulted in the seizure of over 100 pounds of methamphetamine, $30,000 in cash, and a variety of weapons, much of which is believed to have been driven over the Mexico border into Riverside County, says Christy Johnson, assistant director of the FBI's Los Angeles Bureau.
These numbers are particularly significant because the defendants were able to smuggle these drugs across the border during COVID.
Riverside's police chief Larry Gonzalez says this was a big victory in making the community safer after recent increases in violent crime.
It's important for me that our residents are able to enjoy their community without the fear of violence, but also without the fear that they could become prey to addiction or even death due to some of these harmful drugs that are being sold in our neighborhoods.
Officials from the task force, which also includes the Riverside County Sheriff and the Drug Enforcement Agency, say in many cases the meth was distributed by local Riverside gangs and the proceeds benefited the Mexican mafia. The defendants in this federal indictment face mandatory minimum 10-year prison sentences. Megan Jamerson, KVCR News.